The Los Angeles Wildfires. Time to wake up. In January 2025, devastating wildfires ravaged Los Angeles and the southern forests of California, leaving behind a trail of destruction that impacted the environment, human lives, and the economy. This catastrophe serves as a stark reminder of how human actions often exacerbate natural disasters. The Quran states, "Whatever misfortune befalls you is of your own doing. God forgives much." 42:30. This verse urges us to reflect on our responsibility towards nature and consider how Islamic principles provide timeless wisdom on environmental stewardship and sustainability. Fueled by a combination of natural elements and human negligence, the wildfires led to catastrophic consequences. The fires claimed the lives of 25 people and injured many others. Over $250 billion worth of property, homes, and businesses were reduced to ashes. Thousands of acres of forest were obliterated, polluting the air and severely disrupting ecosystems. The Quran warns against such environmental destruction. Corruption has appeared on land and sea because of the evil which men's hands have done. 30:41. This verse is a reminder of the dire consequences of human interference with the natural order. Islam provides a comprehensive framework for protecting the environment. The Quran and the practical model of Prophet Muhammad emphasize the necessity of preserving nature, even under challenging circumstances. Islamic teachings explicitly forbid the destruction of trees, crops, and natural resources, even during war. The Quran condemns those who engage in reckless destruction. When he turns away, he sets out to spread corruption in the land, destroying crops and cattle. God does not love corruption. 2:205. The Prophet instructed his companions to avoid harming trees or damaging the environment during battles, reinforcing the sanctity of nature. The Prophet issued a dire warning about cutting trees without just cause. Whoever cuts a lote tree unjustly, God will direct him headfirst into the hellfire. Sunan Abi Dawud, this hadith highlights the significance of preserving trees, which provide shelter and sustenance for humans and animals alike. The Prophet emphasized the rewards associated with planting trees. If a Muslim plants a tree or sows seeds, and a bird, a person, or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift for him. Sahih Bukhari, this teaching underscores the act of planting trees as a continuous charity that benefits the individual and the community. The Prophet emphasized the rewards associated with planting trees. If a Muslim plants a tree or sows seeds, and a bird, a person, or an animal eats from it, it is regarded as a charitable gift for him. Sahih Bukhari, this teaching underscores the act of planting trees as a continuous charity that benefits the individual and the community. Prophet Muhammad stressed that caring for the environment is an ongoing duty, regardless of the circumstances. If the hour of judgment is about to be established, and one of you has a sapling in his hand, let him plant it. Musnad Ahmad, this hadith illustrates the importance of taking positive action for the environment, no matter how urgent or dire the situation may be. The Los Angeles wildfires, like other environmental disasters, remind us that environmental challenges transcend borders. Deforestation, climate change, and environmental degradation are global concerns that require unified action. Governments and organizations must enforce strict policies to prevent deforestation and promote large-scale reforestation efforts. Global initiatives to cut greenhouse gas emissions are vital in addressing climate change. Communities must be educated about the importance of preserving natural resources and adopting sustainable practices. By adhering to Islamic teachings on environmental care, we can cultivate a more sustainable and harmonious relationship with nature. The Los Angeles wildfires serve as a powerful wake-up call, urging humanity to take responsibility for the environment. They remind us of the wisdom in the Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, which emphasize balance, sustainability, and respect for the natural world. The Quran states, "Do not act wrongfully in the land, spreading corruption." 2:60. This is a universal message, transcending nations, religions, and cultures. Protecting the environment is not merely an option, it is an obligation for the survival of future generations. Islam provides a comprehensive framework for protecting the environment. Islam emphasizes the necessity of preserving nature, even under challenging circumstances. Islamic teachings explicitly forbid the destruction of trees, crops, and natural resources, even during war.